Greetings, fellow aviator. Captain Carl here. Welcome to Talk 1 in our series of basic meditation instruction for airline pilots. There's a somewhat unflattering description of an engineer that I find amusing. An engineer is a person who can accomplish, in a week, the same task an average person can do in an afternoon. The point here isn't that engineers are stupid. It's that engineers tend to have complicated minds. That complicated mind might be extremely well adapted to designing an aircraft or a bridge, but it may well struggle to put a kid's toy together on Christmas Day. We're pilots. I'm an Airbus captain with over 15,000 hours and 30-plus years of airline experience. I have a mind that's highly adapted for problem-solving and avoiding risk, which is another way of saying that I have a mind, like an engineer, that tends to be busy and complicated. That busy, complicated mind might be really useful for flying a jet, but it may also be a source of stress and distraction in my daily life. My job as a meditation teacher is to help you reduce stress and develop better focus by getting out of your complicated head, even if it's just for a few minutes at a time. The basic instruction for meditation is dirt simple. Redirect your attention out of your busy, thinking head and into the sensations of breathing in your body. Right here, right now. Sounds easy, right? An old expression sums this up pretty well. Come to your senses. My first experience with meditation was like having someone explain to me how to pour swamp water out of a boot by reading the instructions on the heel. Piece of cake, right? Hand me that boot. Then my complicated mind kicks in. Wow, nice boot. Is that snakeskin? Feels heavy. I wonder how much water this boot holds. Then I remember, oh yeah, instructions on the heel. Pour out the water. I start tipping the boot, then that thinking mind kicks in again. This is one watertight boot. Not a single drip through the seams. Nice stitching, too. Wonder if it was made in China. Then I remember, oh yeah, heel, instructions. Turn it over. This is the mental process we all experience when we sit down and try to follow the very simple instruction of paying attention to our breath. It's normal. It's what our complicated mind does on autopilot. Don't get pissed off at yourself when it happens. Meditation is a mental exercise, like weightlifting for the mind. Set the intention to focus on the breath. Mind wanders off, remember, and come back to the breath. You just did one curl in your mental gym of meditation. Keep doing it, and in time, your mind gets stronger at paying attention with intention. It's similar to kicking off the autopilot in a jet from time to time so your hand-flying skills don't get too rusty. So let's give this meditation thing a try. Settle into a comfortable, alert posture, keeping in mind that we're trying to pay attention, not fall asleep. Lying down is an option, but not ideal. Gently close your eyes and relax the area around your eyes. Relax your jaw. I find it useful to move it from side to side for a moment. Relax your shoulders, your belly. Become aware of your body, sitting or lying. If you're sitting, just know you're sitting. Lying down, know you're lying down. Notice or become aware of the body's posture. Notice the contact points of the body being supported. Become aware of the sensations of the body breathing. You may notice the sensation of the breath as it passes the nostrils. You may notice the movement of the chest or the abdomen. Don't force the breath. This isn't an exercise in breathing, it's an exercise in paying attention. There's no special way to breathe. Just let the breath happen on its own. As you breathe in, be aware, breathing in. As you breathe out, notice, breathing out. When the mind wanders, that's okay. Just notice that and bring awareness back to the breath in the body and begin again. As we end this meditation, you can slowly open your eyes. As you do this, notice how you feel. I've been practicing meditation for more than 10 years now. My mind still wanders off into thinking, and I need to remember to come back to the sensation of the breath in the body. In other words, after all these years of practice, I'm still trying to remember to pour that water out of that boot. I go to the mental gym of meditation every day, and I lift weights. I'm a lot better at it now, but the process stays pretty much the same. People who give up on meditation quickly complain that they can't do it because their mind keeps wandering off. This is like quitting exercise because it makes your heart rate increase and you breathe faster. Now, if you're anything like me, you're probably approaching this whole meditation thing with a lot of skepticism. That's great. I welcome that. I can't tell you exactly what meditation will do for you, although I have a pretty good idea. For me, meditation practice has become one of the most profound and positive things I've ever done in my life. In fact, I consider it more important in my daily routine than brushing my teeth. The way I look at it, I'd rather lose my teeth than my mind. The only way to find out what meditation can do for you is to practice every day for a while. Then, you decide if it's worth it. That's all for now. Thanks for listening. I hope you find this useful.